Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at excerpts from a novel by Sherry Lowe called One Day and Forever.
Okay.
And I think you're really going to like this one.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's
very really, less compelling. It's got some great characters.
Yeah, so we're going to be focusing on how this book really zooms in on a single day and just shows all the different things that happened in that one day in these people's lives.
Yeah, and how all their lives are very intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how she does that.
Yeah. So to start off, we have Kara, who is about to get married.
Yeah, just a few days before her wedding.
Yeah, and she calls the whole thing off.
Which throws everything for a loop.
Yeah.
And then there's Ollie, her best friend,
right,
who's going through his own marriage problems.
Well, yeah, because we find out that his wife's been unfaithful.
Yes, and there's this video.
A video.
A video online.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So it's like a very...
It's very public
thing.
Yeah.
So they're both kind of going through these relationship issues at the same time.
Yeah, and they find comfort in each other.
Right.
So it makes you wonder,
yeah,
is this going to be the start of something new for them?
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, we also have Alice.
Yes.
Who is going to a funeral to reconnect with her long-lost best friend, Morag.
Right.
But when she gets there, she finds out that Mariah has already died.
Passed away a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she meets...
So that's rough.
Yeah. And then she meets Morag's son.
Zach,
who's dealing with a lot of grief.
Right.
You know, he's just lost his mom and his aunt.
Yeah.
And then he finds a letter from his mom addressed to Alice that was never sent.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Full of secrets.
Yeah. So it really makes you think, like, what could have happened?
Yeah. What's the...
What's secret there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Alice and Zach actually meet at the funeral.
They do.
And
it's kind of this big revelation about, like, who Zach's father might be.
Right. Could it be someone from Alice's past?
Right.
Someone named Larry.
Okay.
And so they go to confront Larry.
Oh, wow.
Which is, like, a really intense scene.
Oh, I bet.
But then they end up getting a DNA test.
Okay.
And it turns out Larry's not the father.
Oh, wow.
So then it really makes you wonder, like, who is Zach's father?
Yeah, that's a big question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we go back to Kara and Ollie.
Okay.
Who are stuck at the airport because of bad weather.
Uh-huh.
And guess who they run into?
Zach. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's super awkward.
I bet.
Especially because Kara's trying to downplay her connection with Zach.
Oh.
To Ollie.
Oh. So there's a little history there.
Yeah, you can definitely feel the tension.
All right.
And then to make things worse.
What?
Ollie's estranged wife, Sienna, shows up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and she makes this whole public statement about their separation and new relationships.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that is a lot of drama.
It is.
So amidst all of this, Ollie proposes something unexpected to Kara.
Yeah, he suggests that maybe they should explore a romantic relationship while they're in Hawaii.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So, it's a big decision.
Yeah, do you think she'll say yes?
I don't know. It's really hard to tell,
but
it definitely leaves you wanting more.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Like how all these...
Lives are so interconnected.
Yeah, and that one day can just lead to all these crazy events.
Right, and it really shows how, like, one small decision can have, like, a ripple effect on everyone else.
Yeah, so we've got Alice, who's maybe finding love with Morag's widower, Cillian.
Yes.
And then Kara, who's trying to figure out what she wants in life.
Right.
And then Zach, who's still searching for answers about his past.
Yeah. It's like everyone's at a crossroads.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to figure out which path to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll all find the happiness that they're looking for.
Well, you'll have to read the book to find out.
That's right.
But we've only scratched the surface here.
Yeah.
There's so much more to discover in One Day and Forever.
Yeah. I'm definitely hooked.
Me too.
Want to know what happens next.
Yeah. This was a great start to our deep dive.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see what else is in store for these characters.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm sure our listeners are eager to find out as well.
Okay, so let's dive a little bit deeper into Kara's decision to call off her wedding.
All right.
I mean, it was a pretty bold move.
It was.
Especially with everything else going on.
Yeah, but it really shows you what kind of person she is.
Yeah.
She's not afraid to stand up for herself.
Yeah, she's definitely not a pushover.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and that scene with Corbin Jacobs at the studio party.
Oh, man.
It was intense.
It was.
I mean, he was really trying to intimidate her.
Yeah, he's definitely used to getting his own way.
Yeah, and for her to just stand up to him like that.
It was amazing.
It was.
She didn't back down.
She didn't.
It was really inspiring.
Yeah, and I think that's what ultimately led her to call off the wedding.
I think so, too.
Like, she realized she deserved more.
Yeah, she realized that she couldn't be with someone who tried to control her or
Exactly.
silence her.
Yeah.
She needed someone who would respect her and support her dreams.
Yeah.
So it was a tough decision, but
Yeah.
ultimately, I think it was the right one
Yeah, I think so too.
for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Alice, who's dealing with her own history of
Yeah.
being in a controlling relationship.
Right, with her ex-husband.
Yeah. And you could see how that's still affecting her.
Yeah. She's definitely carrying a lot of baggage
Yeah.
from that experience.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to see how she's starting to heal
Yeah.
and find her voice again, especially with Zach's help.
Right.
He's kind of like a catalyst for her
I
growth.
think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that scene where they confront Larry.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Talk about intense.
And
You
oh.
could just feel the tension in the air.
Yeah, you could tell she was terrified.
Yeah, but she did it.
She did.
She faced her
They
fears
did.
and stood up for herself and for Zach.
Yeah.
It was a really powerful moment.
It was.
And then to find out that Larry's not Zach's father,
Oh my God.
it was like a bombshell.
Yeah, what a
I
twist.
know, right?
Yeah.
It just makes you want to keep reading to find out what happens next.
Yeah, who is Zach's father?
Right?
Why did Murad keep this a secret?
Yeah, there are so many questions.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
But before we get into that,
Okay.
let's talk about Kara and Zach's reunion at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could just feel the sparks fly,
You
even
could.
after all those years.
Yeah, it was like they never left each other.
Yeah.
Like no time had passed at all.
Yeah, it's like they had this instant connection. And to make it even more interesting,
Yeah.
Ollie's right there.
Right in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
And he can definitely sense the history between them.
Yeah. I wonder how he's feeling about all of this.
I know, it's gotta be tough. I
Yeah.
mean, he clearly has feelings for Kara,
Right.
but then to see her with Zach,
Yeah.
it's gotta be messing with his head.
Yeah. And then Sienna showing up
Sienna.
just adds another layer of drama.
Yeah, she loves to stir the pot.
She does.
Yeah.
What is she doing there anyway?
Who
Oh,
knows?
yeah.
She's full of surprises,
Yeah, she is.
but I bet she has a plan. Yeah.
What do you think her plan is?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm sure it's something juicy. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to find out.
Me neither.
Yeah, this is getting good.
It
I'm
is.
hooked.
Me too.
Yeah. So, Ollie suggests to Kara that they explore a romantic relationship
I know, right?
while they're in Hawaii.
Big move.
Yeah.
Very bold. I wonder what
Yeah.
she's gonna say.
I didn't
I mean,
know.
they've been friends for so long. It's a
Yeah.
big risk.
Yeah, it could ruin their friendship.
It could,
Yeah.
but it could also lead to something amazing.
True. You
Yeah.
never know.
Do you think she's gonna say yes?
I'm not sure. It's really hard to tell.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just have to keep reading to find out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this has been a really great start to our deep dive
It has.
into One Day and Forever.
I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, me too.
Sheri Loew is a fantastic writer.
Yeah.
She really knows how to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, and I love how she's woven all these different characters' lives together.
Yeah, it's like a tapestry with all these
Yeah.
different threads,
Yeah.
and you never know how they're all going to connect.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens next.
Me neither.
Yeah. All right, well, stay tuned for part two of our deep dive.
Okay.
We're going to be exploring even more of this amazing story.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Until then, happy reading.
See you later. You know, picking up from where we left off, I think it's really interesting how this book explores the idea of second chances.
Yeah, like, can you really just start over?
Yeah, like, is it ever too late to change your life?
Like, look at Ollie, for example.
Okay.
His whole world just blew up,
Right.
but he's finding a way to move forward.
Yeah, it's like he's taking that pain and turning it into something positive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like his decision to create that theater school in Glasgow.
Oh, yeah, I love that part.
That's so inspiring.
Yeah, it's like he's honoring his mom
Yeah.
and giving back to the community.
Yeah. And he's not letting Corbin Jacobs have anything to do with it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like he's saying, you don't control me anymore.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. It's a really powerful message. And it's
Yeah.
not just Ollie who's getting a second chance,
Okay.
Alice is too.
Oh, right, with Cillian.
Yeah.
They
They're really starting to connect.
have this really sweet bond.
Yeah.
It's like they understand each other's pain.
Yeah. And they're helping each other heal.
Yeah. I just wonder if Alice is really ready for a new relationship.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, she's been through a lot.
Yeah, she has.
Maybe she just needs some time
Yeah.
to figure things out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's easy to jump into something new when you're hurting. But it's important to make sure you're doing it for the right reason.
Yeah, you don't want to make the same mistakes
Exactly.
again.
Yeah.
And then there's Kara,
Oh,
who
Carter.
just called off her wedding,
I know.
and now she's trying to figure out what she wants.
Yeah, it's a big decision.
Yeah.
And it's not one she made lightly,
No.
but I think it shows a lot of strength.
Yeah, I agree.
She's willing to walk away from something that's not right for her.
Even if it means disappointing people.
Yeah, even if it means going against everyone else's expectations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now she has this chance to start over.
Yeah, she's free to
Yeah.
write her own story.
And maybe that story includes Ollie.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they've always had this connection.
They have.
But now that they're both single,
Yeah.
it's like anything is possible.
Yeah, the timing is definitely interesting.
Yeah. And then you throw Zach into the mix.
Oh, yeah.
And it just gets even more complicated.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, you can't deny the chemistry between Kara and Zach.
No, it's definitely there.
Yeah. It's like they're drawn to each other.
Yeah, like magnets.
Yeah.
And Ollie can sense it too.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's not easy for him.
No, it's not.
Especially since he's starting to develop feelings for Kara.
Right.
Yeah, this is turning into a real love triangle.
It
Yeah.
is. And then there's Sienna.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started on Sienna.
She is something else, isn't she?
She is.
I mean, she just loves to cause chaos.
She does. It's
Yeah.
like she thrives on drama.
She does.
Yeah.
But you know what I think? I think deep down she's just hurting.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's lonely.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I think she pushes people away
Okay.
because she's afraid of getting hurt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so even though she acts tough,
Right.
I think she's just vulnerable.
Okay, well, maybe there's hope for her yet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
True.
People can change.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is getting really juicy.
Me
I can't wait to see what happens next.
neither.
Yeah.
Shuri Lowe is really keeping us on our toes.
She is.
Yeah.
All right, well, stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive
Okay.
into One Day and Forever.
Sounds good.
Okay, so as we've been talking about these excerpts, I keep thinking about this idea of like authenticity.
Yeah.
Like, are these characters really being true to themselves?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they're all kind of putting on an act,
Yeah.
like they're trying to be someone they're not.
Right. And it's not until their lives fall apart that they start to question who they really are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like they need a wake-up call
Yeah.
to realize that they're not living authentically.
Okay, so let's start with Kara.
All right.
I mean, she is about to marry this guy who everyone thinks is perfect.
Right, Josh.
Yeah, but she's not really happy.
Yeah, she's got this nagging feeling that something's not right. And I think that's because she's not being true to herself.
Yeah, she's trying to live up to everyone else's expectations instead
Exactly.
of following her own heart.
And that's why she calls off the wedding. It's a huge turning point for her.
Because she's finally putting herself first.
Exactly.
And then you have Alice,
Yeah,
who's been
remember?
through so much.
Yeah,
She's like,
she's been in this really controlling relationship,
yeah.
and it's really taken a toll on her.
Yeah, you can tell she's lost her voice. Like she's afraid to speak up for herself.
And then she meets Zach
Right.
and Cillian,
Yeah.
and they both encourage her to be herself.
Yeah, they give her the support she needs.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see how she starts to blossom.
Yeah, she's finally starting to find her own voice again.
It's really inspiring.
Yeah.
And then there's Ollie,
Right.
who's this famous actor,
Yeah.
but even he's not being true to himself.
Yeah, I think he's been hiding behind this persona for so long.
He's playing a role,
Right.
both on and off screen.
And it's not until his marriage falls apart that he realizes he needs to make a change.
Yeah, he needs to figure out who he really is
Yeah.
and what he wants out of life.
So, do you think these characters would have avoided all this pain if they had just been authentic from the beginning?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they wouldn't have made the same mistakes,
Right.
but I also think that these challenges are what help them grow.
Yeah.
I think they need to go through these tough times
Okay.
to learn and evolve.
Yeah, I guess that's part of life.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not always easy,
No, it's not.
but it's what makes us who we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think Sherry Lowe has done an incredible job
She has.
of capturing the complexities of human nature.
Yeah, she really gets it.
Yeah.
She understands what it means to be human.
Yeah, and I think that's why this book is so relatable.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, we've all struggled with these issues,
We have,
like
yeah.
trying to fit in,
Trying to be someone we're not.
trying to find our place in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely hooked on this story.
Me
I
too.
can't wait to see what happens to these characters.
I know, it's so good.
Yeah.
Sherry Lowe is a brilliant writer.
Yeah, she really knows how to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, and she makes you think.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a wrap on our deep dive into
It,
One Day and Forever.
that was a great
It
discussion. Yeah.
was. So, to our listeners out there, if you're looking for a book that will stay with you long after you finish reading it,
Definitely check this one out.
yeah, it's a story about love loss and finding your true self.
And second chances and the
Yes.
power of friendship.
And most importantly, it's a reminder that it's never too late to start over.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can always change your story.
So go out there and write your own happy ending.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining
See you
us.
next time.